guest today is Terry Willingham. Terry, how are you?
I'm going good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm here at the Tampa Bar Camp, and you're here representing FIRST.
FIRST Robotics.
Is that your day job, working for FIRST Robotics?
Yes, I am. I'm the regional director for FIRST in Central Florida, and we help develop and help build team sustainability for kids involved in our K-12 STEM education program.
Very cool. So STEM education is what?
Science, technology, engineering, and math, and we'll throw an A in there for arts because there's a lot of arts involved in this as well.
Oh, okay. So you're doing all parts of the brain.
Obviously. That's right, exactly.
So FIRST role is to do what?
FIRST role is to develop our future technology and science leaders. It was developed by Dean Kamen 25 years ago to help.
That's the Segway guy.
That's the Segway guy, and also the portable dialysis guy and the insulin pump guy. And he's created a lot of fantastic medical devices that we hear more about the Segway than the medical devices.
You told me about him, that he's known as the Segway guy.
That's right, yeah, yeah. So he created this program 25 years ago because he believes we get what we celebrate. And if all we celebrate are science and technology, all we celebrate are our entertainment and sports, that's all we get.
Right.
And so he created a program that emulates sports but gives us an opportunity to celebrate science and technology and to help kids have a really good association with science and technology experiences so that they'll grow up to continue pursuing careers in these fields.
You said emulate sports. Does that mean it's a competition?
It's a competition. It's a competition from FIRST LEGO League in the elementary and middle school and also in the high school levels. And there's different levels of competition depending on the ages and levels of involvement of the students. The kids built student-built robots and compete in head-to-head challenges. And at the high school level, there's $17 million in scholarships in the program. Yeah.
Wow. That'd be a good school to charge that much money. So your role is, our FIRST role, is that, are you running the competitions?
The schools, teams are formed in public schools, private schools, homeschools, boys and girls clubs, 4-H clubs. They can be run out of a variety of different youth programs. And FIRST role is to help facilitate the development of those teams and then to help create programs and competitions. So in Florida, the Orlando Regional is the big event for the FIRST Robotics Competition team kids.
Oh, what's that?
FIRST Robotics Competition is a great big robot we have behind you back here, and they build these robots in 6 weeks and then take them and compete in a challenge at a big regional event in Orlando. There's also one in South Florida now. 3,000 kids come, 63 teams last year from around Florida and the Southeast and the Caribbean, actually.
Okay.
So it's very exciting. FIRST Tech Challenge is the same thing. The kids compete in a variety of meets at the local level and then go on to the state championship. And then the culmination of all these is a FIRST World Championship, one more year in St. Louis at the Edward Jones Dome, where you have 30,000 kids and robots, and it's amazing.
Very cool. That's where the Rams play.
That's right. Yeah.
This is,
and some of these kids that we have here with us have been to the Edward Jones Dome to compete. So
very cool.
Yeah.
So you're teaching science and technology mainly through building of robots.
Well, they don't know we're teaching science and technology. They're building robots and playing with them.
That's okay. They don't watch the show. I asked them. They've never heard of it before. But that's how you're getting
right.
Your message
and
out.
So it's a way to it's a
thing.
Right. It's applied science and technology and engineering and math and arts because you're programming. So you have a really good robot that runs really well and autonomous. You're making a solid engineering design so that when you go to compete, your robot holds together. And can take repeated matches. The students create an engineering notebook that they enter into competition that they're judged on, as well as the robot design itself and the effectiveness of the robot on the field. And they're also judged on their teamwork and their outreach, like being here at this event today.
How many kids involved in this program?
300,000 internationally, 10,000 here in Florida.
That's a lot for you to be responsible for.
I'm only responsible for the ones in Florida. Actually, the program is 90% volunteer run.
Okay.
And most states have one or two paid employees, and the rest is all volunteers. It's an amazing program. The coaches are volunteering, the mentors, it works because it's an important program. It's a lot of fun. We all believe in it, and we've seen the results of it.
Very cool. Can I see some of these kids and some of these robots?
You sure can.
The first thing I want to talk about are these robots. There's three robots up here. Who built these?
All right. Well, we've got Middleton. Both of these are Middleton?
No.
Middleton, and this is, okay, and here we've got Dixie Hollins, and we have FIRST Tech Challenge Team Duct Tape, which is a community team, and these are two high school teams.
Okay, and the kids from these teams are up here on stage with
yes,
you?
Yes, they are.
Who's?
I'll let you guys introduce yourself because I don't know all your names.
Yes, please.
I'm Adriana. I'm from Dixie M. Hollins High School in St. Petersburg, Florida. I'm part of FRC. And our competition last year was Ultimate Ascent, and we built this robot as a rookie team last year.
I'm Mark Duty. I'm on the Middleton robotics team, specifically Maelstrom. We built that robot right there, the one in the middle, and we went to Worlds last year.
Hello, my name is Victor Abrego, and also part of Maelstrom from the engineering magnet specifically.
Hi, I'm Hannah Schoner. I'm from Team 3846 Maelstrom and high school team.
Hi, I'm from Team Duct Tape, 2845. My name is Jacob Cannon, and it's a high school based team, a community high school team.
And then my name's Levy, and I'm part of Team 3846 Maelstrom, again, a high school team.
I'm Daniel Holzberg. I'm on team FTC Team 1369 Minotaur, also at Middleton.
So you guys, do you have a coach that mentors you and teaches you how to do this stuff?
Yeah.
How many teams represent here? I think I counted three or four. Three teams here, and these are the three robots here. So how does that work? How do you guys get involved in this, and how does your coach get involved?
Well, from our school at Middleton High School, it's a STEM-oriented school. So we have a lot of resources that help us promote this robotics program at our school. Our school hosts three FTC teams plus one FRC team. The coaches.
What is that?
FTC.
FTC is what?
First Tech Challenge. It deals with these smaller robots, which encompasses mostly high schoolers. And FRC, that's more for the veterans that have been doing robotics for quite a while, that they get to build these more giant robots that require more outside knowledge.
Giant robots with laser beams?
Sometimes. Yes. Sometimes.
We're working on getting that approved.
Were you guys involved in science before this team, or is this what got you excited about science?
I'm FRC. Opposed to being FTC, like all of them. I have always liked science. I started, in elementary school when I went to a mathematics and engineering school, but I could never really apply that love to anything but schoolwork, which doesn't really get very interesting. And then finally, our school started up a robotics team, and my teacher was, like, talking about it during class. And I'm like, that sounds interesting. I went to one meeting, and I just fell in love with it. And it's amazing that I could build something like this. I still don't believe it. I think I was taken over by something or something.
Can we talk about the robots themselves? Who wants to talk about their robot?
Okay, we got enough.
All right, I'm going to focus on the robot here. Which one are we talking about?
We're talking about this one, 3846 Maelstrom.
Right here, 3846.
3846.
And that's the name of your team?
3846 is the number of our team, and Maelstrom is the nickname for that team.
Where does that name come from?
Maelstrom? Well, we like to keep a tradition at our school of keeping them sort of Greek-oriented. We have Minotaur, we have Maelstrom, and then we have one that's our sister team, Masquerade. Okay. So we like to keep them all starting with M.
And 3846 is just a random number assigned to you, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A team number once we registered. But anyways, to talk about this robot in particular, the base of this robot was from our last year's model. Every year the game changes. So every year it's a new different game, a new different designs that we have to incorporate in order to manipulate the game objects. What you see attached, this arm that moves around, is actually part of the new game for this year, which involves doing a pull-up that we can demonstrate here. Right now, this arm that we built it in 2 days. It is just specifically a prototype where we just test the concept of the design development that we do as part of the program. See? And there it can lift itself up with just one motor. The base of this robot weighs about 40 pounds. And it's all powered, and it lifts itself up just by one motor with a gear ratio of 54 to 1.
Is somebody controlling that right now?
Yes.
Well, how is that being controlled? It's by an Xbox controller, is that what that is?
It's more of a gaming controller, a generic gaming controller.
Okay.
That we are allowed to use as part of controlling the robot.
And I see it's plugged into this tablet PC right
mm-hmm.
here.
That tablet PC right now is running Robot C, which is the programming language that we use to program the robots that students do on their own as they teach themselves a programming language.
Ah, okay. Is that everybody using the same language?
Yeah, pretty much everyone uses either Robot C or LabVIEW.
Robot C
Now, LabVIEW is a graphical language, right, where you drag shapes around on a page. Is Robot C similar to that?
No, Robot C is more just code and syntax, mostly just lines that we write down.
C. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then for this robot, they use
Python or Java.
Let's talk about that.
Java for this one, we're using Python this year.
Let's talk about this giant robot with laser beams over here.
Oh, this we gave it a name at the competition. This is Mighty One. And we were a rookie team last year, so it's not that high tech as some of the ones that you'll see if you look online, but it's close enough. Our goal of our competition last year was to shoot frisbees into these goals and to score points. You could also score points by climbing a pyramid, which we don't have our attachment on right now. But we would turn these motors here on.
Oh, are we going to fire some frisbees?
Nice. Not right now, because our programmer is not here right now, and he has his laptop.
Life depends on the programmer.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I keep telling my boss.
And we can communicate with our robot if we have the computer. With this, we have a router here. I'm not sure if you can see it, but there's a white router here.
Let's see it. So what are we routing from where to where?
It routes from the robot. We have the computer for the robot here, and it's all connected to this. This is what communicates the robot to the PC that we use to program it.
Okay. So once again, you have a PC is actually controlling everything.
Yes.
The logic for all its movements are somewhere else.
There is 30 seconds of autonomous programming for the First Tech Challenge robots.
Okay.
And these have 15 seconds, I believe.
Yes.
And the rest is 2 minutes of...
autonomous programming meaning that you could send them a command and then it would do some things on its own.
It's a pre-programmed command. We don't do anything during autonomous mode. We're not even allowed near the controls.
Okay. Very cool. And how about this one right over here?
This is last year's FTC robot for Team Duct Tape. It is last year's.
You have the coolest team name here, by the way.
I have no clue where it came from, so. last year's challenge was Ring It Up. It was taking multicolored rings and hanging them on a sort of tic-tac-toe board, and the higher you scored on the tic-tac-toe board, the more points you got, and if you made lines with the rings, it was even more points.
Very cool. And this is are these programmed with Robot C?
Yes, sir.
All right. You learned that as part of this competition, or is this a skill you had coming in?
I learned this. This is my first year in Robot C or in FTC, so I've basically only known Robot C for about 3 weeks. So.
You get a session here at the Bark Camp?
Yes, sir.
Very cool. I'm sorry I missed that. What do you guys say was the toughest part of this competition or of building these robots?
I would say that the toughest part would be finding the best strategy to get the most points most efficiently. We've gone through multiple changes on our robot that we've learned from our mistakes. We used old years, past robots, certain drivetrains, certain claws. In the beginning of this, or last year's robot year, we had developed the butterfly, which used to be the nickname of our robot. It was when we had two printed claws that were basically in butterfly formation, thus the butterfly, and those would go grab one ring, lift up, and grab another, and then it would go straight to the racks itself for the rings, and then place it on one, then the middle one, the top and the middle. You could also do the bottom, but the more points are on the higher ones. We've had a lot of problems with 3D printed claws, so we started going back to a bucket system, which we decided to use that would hold two rings, and that actually worked more efficiently because we would just scoop it up and pull out, which would grab both at the same time. And they both had sensors, which if we ever had a weighted rings, you can go on the peg, on basically in the end game or during the game. During the game? During the game, in the quarter goal, which is a 20% bonus. So we decided to try it out, which worked very efficiently. We found out which ones were rated and ended up getting those points.
Is there anything anybody else would like to add?
The one thing that it's really important about these programs is that these are collaborative games, and this is a character-based STEM education program where the main focus is on gracious professionalism. So when these kids go into competition, they don't just compete one-on-one. They compete in alliance partnerships. So in First Tech Challenge, they're randomly assigned a alliance partner, and they compete as the blue team or the red team. Same with First Robotics Competition. They have three partners in that. And so in one competition, your alliance partner may be your opposition in the next match. So it changes the team dynamic. It necessitates a great level of civility to compete together, and there's also an emphasis on helping one another. So while you're competing on the field, off field you're also helping one another with building and strategy and providing parts if somebody doesn't have parts. So it's a really interesting dynamic to it that you don't see in a lot of other events.
Very cool. I would be worried that these computers or these robots are going to become self-aware and start taking over the universe. Is that a concern at all?
The judges have an automatic off switch just in case that does happen.
The three laws. I forgot about the three laws. Yeah. Excellent. You guys don't know this about me, but I actually live in Michigan. I don't live in Florida, and my viewers are all over the world. This is something that doesn't restrict it. First is all over the world, right?
First is all over the world. We serve 300,000 students globally, and Michigan has a huge program, as a matter of fact. And you can go to usfirst.org. and find teams in your area, learn more about it, connect with regional directors, and learn how you can be part of it and sponsor and be a mentor, because these programs always need the support of the community to make them effective.
So those are the three ways I can be part of it. I could be a mentor, mm-hmm. I could be a sponsor, or I could be a kid that's building.
You could be a kid, yeah. And if you're a sponsor or a mentor, you sort of are a kid when you're with them. So, it works
now you
out.
Know my secret.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm really excited about this, and you guys have to be proud of yourselves. Did anybody win? How did you guys do in the competition? You guys all won?
The way we do it is local competitions, and then after local competitions, you rank up to state. That's the final factor when you go to Worlds. At state, we defeated our sister team, Masquerade. It was like, the final countdown. Everyone was excited for that. We ended up winning very close game. Off to Worlds in St. Louis, we had a great competition. Everything went smoothly. We had amazing competitions, high scores of 600 points in some matches. We went all the way to the final match, and that's where it ended. We sadly failed on the last match.
That's great.
So we ended up getting second place in Worlds, which is a really big thing no matter what. Even if we didn't win first, second is really good. Even though we had a final match with our sister team, we were still, they were helping us out, getting ready for Worlds, always there for us. Which was really good, because the year before that, they won first place in Worlds, which was a really big thing for our school as well. So us winning second place Worlds is still really good, and we hope to get higher as we go on.
Just to get perspective, how many teams are in this competition leading up to World? Like, is it hundreds?
Well, it depends on which program. In Florida, there's 104 FTC teams right now, which is one of the biggest FTC, First Tech Challenge programs in the country.
Okay.
And by the time they go into the state championship, it's 24 teams. And then they get whittled down from there, so only like the top two teams. This year they're doing Super Regionals, which is another layer of competition in San Antonio for the Southeast area. And they'll take the top, I think it was six or eight teams from the state championship. They compete there, and then the top one or two goes on to the it's a playoff tier system.
It sounds like there are thousands of teams.
There are
the
thousands of teams. Yeah. All these teams actually have been, and you guys will be there soon. All these teams have been at the World Championship, the ones that are up here right now, and have done extraordinarily well. So it's a great experience when they get there. They get to see Dean Kamen, listen to Dr. Woody Flowers. Will I Am is a celebrity endorser of the program, and he's great. So
he's
it's a
singer,
really.
Right?
Yes, he is. Black Eyed Peas. All your fans are going to say, did he really say that? Yes, he's a singer. So, yeah, it's a great program. There's a lot of kids involved. There's a lot of challenges, and they come back for it year after year, and they're here on the Saturday, which could tell you a lot.
That sounds really exciting. Thanks so much for your time.
All right.
Really interesting stuff.
Thank you.